Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, breaking news right now, literally as we're speaking, a verdict has been reached in the New York Trump trial. The judge has apparently just taken his seat at the bench, and the jury has been brought back into the courtroom. Any moment now, we're going to know what is going on. The judge is apparently turning to the jurors right now and saying, "We've received a note from you signed by your jury foreperson at 4:20 this afternoon." That was at 3:20 our time local. And the foreperson says they have reached a verdict. So we're waiting right now to hear. I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty pragmatic about it. I don't know which way this is going to go. A quick verdict can go either way. It means they'd already made their minds up very quickly. Obviously, they only had 11 hours of full deliberation. That's not a lot, especially on something that they had to sit through for weeks. So we're going to wait and see how this plays out. But yeah, this is big, and I almost don't feel like I can even go to my dippers. I mean, there have been a couple of times since this show started 3 years ago where I have been on the air when news broke. I was on the air literally when the news broke that the Afghanistan pullout was happening the way it did. I was on the air when we saw, you know, things happening like the 13 died at the Abbey Gate in Kabul during that debacle of a pullout. And you know, and we just kind of talk through it together. And that's what the show is for. The show is I got triple dippers. Absolutely, I do. But you know what? I think my job is to make sure that you guys are getting all the facts you could possibly get, too. And so as we talk through this thing, I just want to tell you, I got just as much. Okay, they just found him guilty on count one. Wow. Okay. So the former president of the United States, who is now currently a presidential candidate, they are saying that so far we have a guilty count. They've now found him guilty on 11 of the 34 counts. It looks like they're going to go guilty right down the line because each of the counts was pretty much identical. So we're looking at guilty verdicts just all the way across the board right now. I'll be honest with you, it almost makes me sick. I think if they can, listen, I'm an attorney and I practice law as part of my chosen profession, right? And I believe in the practice of law and I believe in the idea of justice being blind. But I look at this and I think this does not feel like justice was blind. This looks to me like justice was weaponized. It really honestly feels like, wow, it's, yep, guilty. So far we're at count number 18, count number 19, guilty, guilty. And what they're basically saying is every one of these checks was written for the sole purpose of enhancing his campaign status. And I look at it and go, what's the point? What are we crying about here? Falsifying business records, they say. And yet, most of this September 11th, 2017 invoice from Michael Cohen, guilty. Are they aware that the campaign was over then? This is a year after the campaign. Well, he's trying to do it to influence his campaign, but it's a year after the campaign. I mean, we're guilty on count 26, October 18th of 2017, a voucher entry. And so what they're saying now is this was all going back and dating back to the campaign, which had occurred the year prior. And we're now at count number 30, guilty. We're looking at guilty on count number 31. It's going to be all 34. Guilty on count 32. I mean, I might as well go ahead and just wait and see, but I know what it's going to be. Guilty on all 34 counts. Yep, there it is. Guilty on all 34 counts. All right. Well, that's maddening. The question is, what do they do about sentencing now? When does that happen? Is the judge going to remand him into custody? Is he going to have to bail out? God. Is the judge going to recognize that he's not a flight risk? I mean, he may have his own jet plane, but he's also the most famous face in the world. So if they think for a second that he's going to run off and hide in, you know, the Bahamas or someplace, it's not going to happen. So what will the judge now do? Court security officers asked the jury as a whole if they find Trump guilty on all 34 counts. They are answering in the response in the affirmative. Each one, I'm sure, having to affirm. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is one of those times when you get to look at it and go, this was a setup, man. But now what do we do? As a society, I think what they've just done is created an entire new realm of law that will be talked about for generations. This is going to get appealed. I feel confident in the measure of appeal. Trump attorney, okay, the court officers asked if either party wants the jury polled. What that basically means is they're allowed to poll the jury as to certain questions they may have. And this is where they're able to determine if there were certain influences. And the Trump attorney, Todd Blanche, has said, yes, we do want them polled. So they're now being polled. The jury is now being thanked by Judge Merchan. It's going to be the appeal is going to launch almost immediately, and it should, because I would just say that this particular case has been sick to watch. The judge, and you know what? There's been a lot of rhetoric. Let me just say this: there's been a lot of rhetoric, and Trump, being Trump, is not going to be quiet. And yet he was gagged. Everybody in the world can talk about him, but he can't talk about what he's seeing and having, experiencing. But he's been gagged throughout the entire thing. He has been in a position where he was not able to go out and campaign. We've got something that could have been brought to trial by the feds. They chose not to. They didn't see a case. We got something that was could have been brought by the Federal Campaign Commission and Federal Election Commission, I'm sorry, the FEC, they chose not to. But Alvin Bragg, who campaigned on the idea that he would get Trump, is now able to say, I got Trump. I guess this is one of those places, too, where I stand here, I sit here in the studio, and I've got a microphone. I've got a chance now to talk about it. And I'm going to tell you right now, just stand by on it, all right? I am sitting here just like you, as just aghast in the moment, as just sickened by the moment, as many of you are. And it's not because I'm a Trump acolyte. I get frustrated with him, but I am more sickened by what has happened to our system of jurisprudence, because I do love the law. I am a firm believer in our system. And yet I just watched a piece of our system get abused. And they will, the left is going to go crazy and go, see, we told you he was guilty. See, nah, you know what? He's got appeals. He does. He's still going to run for office. I will bet this is going to wind up making his poll numbers go up. They may have just ushered him into the White House, to be honest with you. But Alvin Bragg is going to go around and, you know, he's probably going to write his book, and he's going to get all kinds of time spent on the speaking circuit now. But I would encourage you guys, listen, do not lose heart in the middle of this. If anything, maybe my monologue today was for today for a purpose. Maybe the idea that we stand up under stuff like this, maybe the reason why I felt led to write that one today was for this very reason. I don't know. I didn't see it coming. I didn't think they would actually have a verdict out this quick. But when I gave my monologue today, and I said in Proverbs 24:10, the Message translation says, if you fall apart in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Well, this is a crisis. Don't fall apart. I would also say, too, that, you know, when we look at in Ephesians, and it tells us to put on the full armor of God, I'm a firm believer in that. But people often forget that full armor of God is not so that we can just sit still, because it says in Ephesians 6:13, and when you have done everything to stand. And I think that's an important piece. There's going to be a need to stand, but the first thing you do is you put on the full armor of God. And then the next piece of this is, I would also remind you that 1 Chronicles 12:32 talks about David's mighty men. And there was a group of them called the sons of Issachar. And it says that when it talked about him, it didn't say they jumped down into a pit and fought a lion on a snowy day, like it said about some of the other ones. It talked about the fact that they were men who understood the times and what Israel should do, meaning they paid attention, they gathered the facts, and they went to work. And that's where I see our role in this. It's a disgusting verdict. I am disheartened by it. I'm bothered by it. Part of me wants to go, for the love of God, and just, you know, Somebody go tear something up. But you know what? The reality is this. Our job is not to do that. Our job is to look at this, be aware of our times, and stand. Our job is to look at this, see it for what it is, and recognize the appeal is coming, and just pray for right now that they are not allowed to use this to their pleasure or their purposes. Because they'll try, and our job is to not let them. Now, what happens with President Trump? I don't know if the judge is going to, I mean, how's the judge going to be? Is the judge taking some perverse pleasure in it right now? He might be. But the reality is, President Trump's going to be fine. And I say that with all sincerity. He as a person is going to wind up being fine. He's going to appeal this. He's got the resources to appeal this. And he will be fine in the end. The question is what we're going to do as a people. And that's an important piece. So keep your game face on and do not let this become something that tears you down a notch, all right? If anything, let it be something that causes you to want to go stand a little bit longer, to go ahead and be ready for the day. But what I'm saying is right now, do not lose heart. Just go ahead and pray for President Trump and recognize that what is happening right now is not the way the justice system is. It's not the way it was designed to be. And I have to now wait and believe in the appeals process that I think will wind up making this judge look like an idiot. All right, and I tell you what, I just ran that all the way through to the end. So, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and we'll keep this thing going. I don't know what's going to happen. Is the judge going to remand him into custody? I would hope not. But, yeah, we'll walk it through. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, so let me just read you guys before I go to the phones. I recognize I've got a phone call. I'll grab it one second. But let me just read you guys a back and forth on the text string that I just had with Steve from Madison. Steve from Madison heard me talking a few moments ago where I was encouraging all of y'all and actually using scripture in the process. His response was, how can you give us Bible quotes when the man slept with Playboy bunnies and porn stars while he was married and then paid them off? Please, let's move on. My response, you mean those things that he's denied from day one? Keep in mind, he was not convicted of those things. He was just convicted of allegedly paying someone to quit saying those things about him. And there's never a wrong time for scripture. Steve from Madison's response was, whatever, you and I both know he's not really a good man. My response again, I don't know that, and neither do you, but I do know that he was a good president. And the guy in there now, not so much. Steve from Madison again. I have bit my moral tongue for years supporting this man, but now I guess I'm going to sit this election out. Steve from Madison, that's a loser attitude. It's an absolutely loser attitude, and you know it. You can sit this out, and by doing so, you just voted for Biden. Wake up and smell the coffee, man. I got a phone call on line one. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, man, how you doing?
Okay, but technically, wouldn't Steve's not voting be only a half a vote for Biden?
Maybe. Maybe that's true. What's on your mind, man? What do you think about all this?
Two things. Once I heard that convicted on all accounts and everything, okay, I thought, yes, it's loaded. But I pulled over to say a prayer for our justice system and for all those to get railroaded because it's politics. So I did that.
Yeah.
Well, Butters and Lee were saying about talking about Pride Month, and all I can say is, if you are of age, those are your choices. But don't take a month to foist your sins upon me, because I'm not going to foist my sins upon you. I really don't care if you're a fairy or a furry or both. Just leave me out of it, please.
Nice, nice. Well yep, said, man.
That's it.
Appreciate you, Brian. Bye. All right, see you, buddy. So several more we've got here in the text line. And here's one that I look at and listen. Okay, you can't go down this road, so I'm gonna go ahead and address it. Somebody else who just referred to himself as Steve, that's all he said. He said, don't know why I served my country. Four tours. And then the fourth did me in. He said, every year I've seen freedoms and tyranny from morons. I have lost all faith in government in this country. No one's gonna fight for it. Really feeling suicidal right now, Steve. So first of all, no, Steve, that's absolutely not the way it goes. And if you want to text me your number, we'll talk or find you someone who can help. I'm hoping what you're saying there is tongue in cheek and not serious. There is nothing about this situation that is worth taking your life. Not exactly. Not even for a second. Because like I said a moment ago, the jurisprudence system is only right now operating at the lowest level. He still has two layers of appellate level. I wouldn't be surprised if, because they're trying to tie federal into it, they can even go all the way to the Supreme Court. But I don't know that yet. What I do know is this. He's got layers of appeal on this, and he as a person is going to be fine. I am bothered by the fact that it happened. I am super bothered by the fact that it happened. I am beyond bothered. But Steve, ain't nothing about this that goes to the core of who you are. So just pull out of that, brother, and don't let it be a thing. Thank you for your service. Thank you for who you are. John from Huntsville has texted in and says, Phil, I'm pretty sure the jury already knew what they were going to do the moment they stepped in that deliberation room. Also, he said, yeah, and I get it. And he's talking about one of our listeners who's probably going to be rejoicing. But TL from Huntsville just said, Ephesians 4:26, be angry, but sin not. Deuteronomy 32:35, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And the corrupt judge and prosecutors have big issues with their lack of morality. Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this also he will reap. Man, text messages are blowing up right now, so I am pretty sure we're going to wind up staying on this topic for the next half hour, because I can't even count how many text messages float into the system. Listen, we are going to get through this. This ain't a thing, y'all. We're going to get through it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Stand by. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. A red state, by the way. Proud to live here. And by the way, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers, like I said, a lot of ground across North Alabama. Places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Folks, at every one of their locations, Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. And oh, by the way, this is actually who I use personally. No kidding, it is. Not because they advertise. I've been using them a lot longer than that. And I went to them and said, you know what? I can brag on this because it's always clean, professional. They get you in, they get you out. Good experience. So yes, if you need medical attention, even on a Saturday morning, look up the location nearest to you, Southern Immediate Care. Head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. I've got a text message and a social media string just blowing up right now. I mean, like blowing up. Let me run to the phones, though, real quick. Line one, Wolverine Dan. Hey, brother.
Well, good afternoon. I'm not surprised at the verdict. Even though statute of limitations was, you know, that was done, and they brought it back from the dead. You know, Phil, the caller or texter said he's going to do something to himself. Stop. Just don't do that, because you know what? Our forefathers that came over and started the new country here, our country, and then the British was taxation without representation, and we fought. And it's all about fighting for what you believe in. So, sir, don't do that, because we need you, and we need everybody that believes in the truth and what's good for this country. And, you know, I knew this was going to happen. I had a feeling this was going to happen. The sad thing that gets to me, Phil, is that government is getting that much stronger and getting involved in things and making decisions that clearly are not law-worthy decisions. Mm. And they're getting involved in it. And that's what scares us, because you don't want the government to be that kind of government where they say, okay, you're guilty because we say you are, and throw you in jail. And that's leading to that point, Phil, and that concerns me. Not for so much for me, Phil. I'm 65 years old. I'm not going to be here that long. It's my children and grandkids, okay?
Yeah.
And that's why we're fighting it, okay? That's why we're doing what we do, okay? Is the Donald Trump, President Trump, a perfect person? No, neither am I, okay? But I do know there's a lot of good in me, and there's a lot of good in him. And why is he even running for president in putting up with this junk that he's putting up with. He doesn't need to. He's a billionaire. He could just ride off to the sunset, have a beautiful family, and be happy. But he loves his country, and that's why he's doing it. So with that said, if you people listening out there, don't give up hope. You got to fight. Get some stones. Be a man and suck it up.
Good job, Wolverine Dan. Appreciate you, man. Great message. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, we're looking at, I mean, like right now, I can read text. Like, for instance, I'm on social media right now. I'm just on my Twitter feed alone. I'm looking at Speaker Mike Johnson. Today's a shameful day in American history. Democrats cheered as they convicted the leader of the opposing party on ridiculous charges predicated on the testimony of a disbarred convicted felon. This was a purely political exercise, not a legal one. Right after that, it was, let's see, Megyn Kelly, guilty on all counts. The country is disgraced. Alvin Bragg should be disbarred. They will rue the day they unleash this lawfare to corrupt a presidential election. You know, in the wake of Pearl Harbor, there's an amazing line said by Admiral Yamamoto, who was asked about, we struck Pearl Harbor, didn't we? We struck the mighty United States. And his response was, I fear that we may have awakened a sleeping dragon. Well, by God, that sleeping dragon needs to wake up right now in America again. In 2010, when I got elected to the state Senate, I was not just one. I was one of many. And it was not just in Alabama. It was all over the place. And it was because we had a Tea Party movement that had had enough. And we changed the face of Alabama politics forever in that one election. Don't think it can't happen again. Yes, I know they try to cheat at politics. Yes, I know they try to do ballot harvesting and do away with, the ability to count the votes accurately. I know they try that. And if you don't vote, you've given in. So you vote. And you don't give it to them, you vote. At the same time, we got to make some changes. And I'm going to tell you right now, what you're looking at, that was a district attorney at the local level. It may be New York City, but it's still a freaking district attorney at the local level. Your local politics matter. Who you put in your daggum mayoral office, who you put on your school board, who you put in your district attorneys, it matters. Don't think for a second it doesn't, because this just proved that it does. That was a jury of local peers in one of the most liberal enclaves in the entire nation, a place where Trump got 6% of the vote last time, and with a liberal judge and a Soros-backed DA, all of whom, by the way, are locals. This was, yes, I recognize that there was probably a nefarious background, upper-level, DNC-type operative situation going on, but you know what? It was a local freaking DA. Who you elect at the local level matters. Folks, take charge of your local politics, because when you clean up your local politics, it winds up cleaning up your state. And when you clean up your state, it winds up cleaning up your nation. Don't think for a second it doesn't. And oh, by the way, in Alabama, we vote for our judges. Keep an eye on that. We just had a judicial election here in Alabama in several places, including Etowah County, where I'm at, where we had people that were getting elected to the bench. They will make decisions that will impact your lives on a regular basis. Matt Walsh from Daily Wire just tweeted out, congratulations to Donald Trump on winning the 2024 presidential election. Gotta love that. Will Ainsworth, Lieutenant Governor of Alabama, just tweeted out, said, the weaponization of our justice system and the use of guerrilla lawfare against President Trump caused this asinine verdict. A politically motivated liberal prosecutor, a partisan and abusive judge, an election year trial are the recipe for injustice. I'm voting for Trump 2024, he says. I'm pretty sure if you were voting for Trump before, most of you are still. If you were already on the fence, I would have to question where you're at. Like, what are you on the fence for? If you like what you see right now, okay, vote Biden. If you really can't figure out what you see right now, well, then just decide this. Is your wallet better than it was 4 years ago? Is your country safer than it was 4 years ago? Does the cost of gas better than it was 4 years ago? The answer to this is all no. It goes back to that text I had with Steve from Madison a minute ago. He said he's not a good person. Who's a good person? But he was a good president. Let me just start jumping on some text messages. John from Lexington, South Carolina, says, not a single forceful Republican response ever. I'm not sure what he means there. Did I miss an earlier text or something he said? He says, how do you have faith in anything? I see what he says. He says, how do you have faith in anything around this government? And he's got, you know, things like FBI raids and all that. Travesty in the courts, nothing. The House of Representatives is just bloviates. I get it. He says, I'm now embarrassed of having served. Why? Why, John? That makes no sense. Don't talk like that. That makes no sense. I'm not embarrassed for having served. I'm embarrassed that certain people are allowed to serve. I'm embarrassed that certain people are in charge of those who serve. I'm not embarrassed that I served. This is what I do for a living. I sit here and I look at this stuff every day and I prep this show and I talk on the radio. I'm not embarrassed that I serve. That makes no sense, John. Back out of that, man. Just back out of it right now. Thomas Mathen's right-thinking people need, all caps, to all support with money and votes for principal candidates in local, state, and national elections. That's the attitude. Dustin from Hillsborough. I welcome any of the businesses in the state of New York who are looking for a new home. Alabama's a great place to set up shop. That's the attitude. Rat from Athens, the time for standing is over. Action is required. What action? I don't know. He says, I believe we have passed over the Rubicon for a peaceful understanding with the left. I blame people like Dick Shelby, he says, that would work with the Democrats as long as he got some money to bring home to Alabama. Yeah, there's some of that. There certainly is. Although I think if he was here right now, Shelby would probably be supporting Trump. Dorothy from Elkmont says, there are areas where people who are not citizens can vote in local elections. I know. They've tried. I know that. But they're also the exceptions, not the rule. So you can fix where you are. Fix where you are. Jeremy from Madison. Biden would have a chance to win this election if he pardoned Trump right now. And I say I want a fair fight. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Don't hold your breath. I don't think he thinks that well. Jay from Hartzell. Where do you draw confidence in our system from? This is a systemic abuse of power. How does anyone keep faith in our government? I'm pissed. I'm watching the destruction of this country. I'm pissed with you, Jay. That's also, by the way, New York City. I don't think if that trial had been held in, Jacksonville, Florida, it would have come out the same. I don't think if that trial had been held in Huntsville, Alabama, it would have come out the same. It's still the best system of jurisprudence in the world, and one local enclave got a chance to abuse it. We need to fix that place. We need to fix it fast. We need to get back to the days that somebody like Rudy Giuliani is allowed to be the mayor and actually clean up that town. Keith from Parts Unknown says, believe it might have secured the actual vote for Trump. It might. It sure enough might. By the way, they just announced a moment ago that sentencing for Trump will be July 11th. So they got a date set now. That's typical. The date is set for July 11th for Trump to know the sentencing. What preliminary motions will be filed in the meantime, I can't say. We'll try to find somebody to get on the show here soon that can break this kind of thing down for us and tell us what we can expect to see happen next. Ron from Brownsboro says, it becomes increasingly important that our true reality is grounded in God through Christ and the power of the Spirit. Men make their plans. God has his own. Do not put your trust in men, but rather rest in God's eternal righteousness and love. Take heart and be courageous. Agree with that, man. Hey, so listen, as I head to the break, let me just say this. It sucks. I am not denying it. It absolutely sucks what just happened in the last hour. But I will say this. America will be here tomorrow. The question is going to be, what will patriots do now? And that's where all of you come in. You can choose to lay down on it. You can choose to lose heart on it. Or you can recognize that your job is, according to Ephesians 6:13, when all is said and done, to stand. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man. Trying to make common sense like a superpower. Trying to weed through the crap and speak some truth to the world, really. You know, I was Big Rig and I were just sitting here talking, and I just told him a minute ago, there's times when I know we're on this show, and, you know, we're just here to give you a moment. Because keep in mind, what I say this show stands for every single day is we call it the mission and the message. And the mission is that every single day I want to get on this air, grab the microphone, and do what I call the four E's. I want to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative walking around in today's world. The four E's. But the four E's, the mission, is driven by the message. And the message is no fooling. Every single day, I want you to know this show believes for a fact that Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama's beautiful, and life's worth living. And I say all that to say, that's the message that's going to come through all this. Because by God, I am not going to sit here and take this laying down, and neither are you. I am not talking about a call to arms. I'm not doing that at all. What I am saying is there will be a moment where we will find our spot and we will make a difference. There will be a moment where we will say, you know, remember that thing that happened, the thing with Trump? That motivated me, and by God, I got busy. Just sitting here texting a minute ago with somebody who just told me the same thing. You see, he's just pissed off, and I'm with you, man. I am totally pissed off right now. I'm also somewhat disheartened and yet not defeated. You know, the scripture talks about being pressed down but not beaten, and I'm gonna be honest with you. You better get there. You better find your inner resolve. This is that place, folks. This is that place where I was telling Big Rig, sometimes we go on the air, and I know we're doing some part of the four E's, like the educator, the enlightened, or the entertainment. Other times, I know that we're here to empower. I know it. I know that I am not going to waste these hours that I spend on this show every single day so that I can say, well, that was neat. That is not my mode. I did. God did not take me through the things in my lifetime that I've been in so that I can sit here and go, well, that was something, wasn't it? No, that's not my role. My role is to say, by God, ruffians, you better start bracing yourselves, because I don't think this is the end of it, but I also don't think this is any more than something else we have to just overcome. And we will. We will. America is bigger than this. It just is. Joe from Elkmont just Joe, you sent me a video and I can't watch it right now, brother, but I appreciate something. I don't know what you sent me, but thanks. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I'm not going to let this bogus verdict change how much I'm looking forward to voting for Donald Trump, seeing him take Biden down in November. I'm not going to let it keep me from giving out my grades. So Big Rig and Butters and Lee from Huntsville all get an A++ for the equally amazing performances, but Phil is today's winner with an A++. I'll take it and run, John. Thanks very much. Scott from Ardmore says, did I die and wake up in another dimension or something? I am pissed beyond belief. Keep doing it, brother. He said, come on, November. What doesn't kill us always makes us stronger. Scott from Ardmore. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. Jason from Meridianville. So what comes next with President Trump after the guilty verdict? Unbelievable, really. Next is sentencing, but I suspect that there are some pre-sentencing motions. I suspect also that we will be looking at a full... And no, this is the basketball court, the full court press on the court. You're going to get, I mean, they're going to allow to poll the jury now. They're going to find out things from the jury. They're going to find out the jury didn't understand, or they're going to find out the jury didn't recognize that piece of evidence, or they're going to find out that had they known something, it would have made a difference. And the appeals is already going to be put together. It is. In fact, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they already have half the appeal written already. It's going to happen, and it's going to be the appeal of a lifetime. It's unbelievable. But what we're also going to be looking at here is Trump. I mean, so first of all, Biden apparently is going to say something from the White House. He better be very careful with that. You try to take a victory lap on this, Mr. Biden, we will know that you were the one in behind it. You try to take any more than just I need you all to be calm and just, you know. In fact, I would encourage him to say nothing. But he won't. I don't think he can. The question is, what's he going to say? And if he tries to gloat over it, if he tries to exult over it, if he tries to say justice has been served, keep in mind, Mr. Biden, 74 million people didn't vote for you last time. JT Lacey Springs says, suggestion for what happens today. And he just sent me a meme that is has a picture of Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs saying, if you have a sewer backup and your house starts filling up with sewage, do you raise the ceilings or do you pump out the crap? Your choice is coming in November. Time to pump out the crap.
Somebody made that quick.
I like that. John C. from Madison says, how did this country turn into this? It's been a slow boil, man. You know, I say that. It's been a slow boil to get Biden into office, but it's been... you can almost look at this last 3.5 years and recognize they knew how short a time they had to get as much done as they could. And they went blitzkrieg for the last 3.5 years. Pride month, you know what I'm saying? Missy from Faulkner says thank you. And thank the good Lord you are where you are. Thank you, Missy. I appreciate that. All right. I've already got some guests being lined up for tomorrow. I do believe that the Attorney General of the state of Alabama is going to be on tomorrow. I sent the word out to several of our elected officials that this is a good time for the people to hear from their leaders. So in the meantime, you guys don't lose heart. Go gather up your facts and recognize that we have work to do. We have lots of work to do. November is coming, and we can't rest on our laurels. And if you know somebody who's not voting, or they're not sure they're voting, or now they don't know what they want to vote for, remind them what the stakes are. Because not voting means a vote for Biden. Voting for Biden, of course, is a vote for Biden. The only thing to do here is really pump the crap out. That's what we got to do. Anyway, yeah, so the Attorney General will be on tomorrow, and I'm hoping to get a few others lined up. This is the time, y'all. This is the time. An appeal to heaven. That's what I'm saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Amazing audience. Big times. We'll be back tomorrow. Hold the line.